A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE name has been outed as a backstage bully. Triple H attacks the media during his post-Backlash press conference. WrestleMania 41's location has been revealed, and AJ Styles sets a unique record at Backlash France. I'm Andy, this is the news, and we're filling in for Andrew Pollard today and kicking this one off by talking about Drew Gulak. So, obviously it was reported this week, we covered it earlier, on these videos, Drew Gulak had been released from WWE. This was a report that came out from PW Insider, who reported it at the same time as all those other NXT releases, all those PC trainees that left WWE, along with more familiar names like Boa, who have since come to light, and of course Cameron Grimes from the main roster. A bunch of people have left WWE recently, wrestler, talent-wise. Fightful Select reported it as well, saying that Gulak had been cut by the company, or if he hadn't been outright cut, it was as good as done, basically. He wasn't coming back. Now, at the post-Backlash press conference, and there's a fair bit to talk about when it comes to this press conference, Triple H claimed that Drew Gulak had not been released by WWE. Actually, his contract was being allowed to elapse. It was going to expire, and he was going to part ways with WWE that way. Now, Fightful Select have since covered a new report on this matter. It's Sean Rossap and Corey Brennan, both of whom have confirmed that Gulak is technically still with WWE, but he won't be re-signed once his deal expires next month. And Gulak himself was recently informed of this. Now, regarding the Ronda Rousey misconduct allegations, of course, Rousey has accused Gulak of grabbing her drawstrings on her sweatpants backstage without consent, which is obviously extremely disgusting behavior, and she's gone over that in public several times. We've covered it here on the news, on the videos. Regarding those misconduct claims, Corey Brennan has said that WWE investigated the incident and Gulak as a whole. The belief amongst NXT sources is that Gulak's public response to the claims only made the matter worse for him, but this wasn't a determining factor in not bringing him back to WWE. There's more on Gulak and his backstage behaviour here. Several talent who Fightful spoke to have alleged bullying from this guy. Apparently, he often targeted injuries during matches with talent who were recovering from minor issues. And there's one such example here. One source claimed that during a match with Gulak, Gulak purposefully re-dislocated a finger that had been dislocated before and was still healing. Another claimed that Gulak would intimidate talent into not reporting incidents like this, which is bullying 101. It's real little guy behavior from a guy in a position of relative power, as a guy who's worked in coaching for WWE. Another incident from this report states that Gulak had previously been verbally reprimanded by Shawn Michaels and NXT coaches for intentionally spiking an opponent during a match. One talent who'd worked with Gulak said the behavior was odd in the sense that Gulak would often test quote-unquote talent to see how they'd respond to his bullying, really. Now, you know, it's a whole miasma of stuff here, but it also comes from the same promotion that hired Bill DeMotte for a long, long time. And obviously he left the company, I think it was 2015. So, you know, most of his allegations are like 9 years ago when he left, and in the years prior to that. You would have hoped in an ideal world that the company would move on from this and create a better culture and one that isn't so foul and abusive. And look, it does sound like Shawn Michaels and these NXT coaches at least held Gulak accountable for the spiking incident. But this stuff still allegedly took place, and there's multiple sources in this article. It's not like it's just one person going, I did all this, blah, 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 blah. Now that would be discredited or whatever, whatever. But there's multiple accounts here, several different things, presumably from different people. Just going by the way this is worded. Bill DeMott has previously stated as well, when he was developmental coach, he really enjoyed working with Triple H, and it was Triple H who pushed to bring him back as a head coach in the first place into this company. Now, its situation here is just a really disappointing callback to that. If you need some blooming reminders of the stuff Bill DeMott was accused of, it's really ghastly. Things like making trainees perform dangerous drills, physical assault and bullying, using homophobic and racial slurs, and making trainees train naked. And it's a whole array of people that this came from, people who trained under DeMott. Ivelisse, Judas Devlin, who you might know better as Luchasaurus in AEW, Kenny Omega, Tara Calloway, and many, many more. Triple H handpicked this piece of garbage to be a coach at the Performance Center, and or whatever it was called back then, I can't remember. But he installed him in this position as head coach here. So, you know, it's really disappointing to hear of further allegations of bullying committed here by Drew Gulak. Now, obviously, there's a scale to these things, and, you know, using homophobic and racial slurs, and not condoning various sexual harassment and misconduct claims and all that stuff. But then you got Gulak over here allegedly committing this act against Ronda Rousey as well. So it goes to show, like, you can enjoy the company and its product and whatever, whatever. But these things, these allegations do come out. And when they do come out, you've got to treat them seriously. So, by the way, Triple H, during the press conference as well, completely dodged the Ronda Rousey aspect of this question and instead focuses attention on attacking wrestling media for some reasons. But in my view, people like Gulak and Bill DeMott before him are much better off gone from the company and the industry in general. If these allegations are indeed true, no reason to discredit them. So, hey, there you go. Whatever the case, Gulak is going to be gone from WWE very, very soon. Good, if you ask me. We're going to move on to these comments about the media during the post-Backlash press conference. And if you want to know my thoughts on Backlash, by the way, what went down yesterday. It's on the channel right now. You can check that out. Good pay-per-view, great atmosphere, great main event and opener. But this press conference was something else. So when Triple H Paul Levesque was asked about Gulak's release or impending contract expiry from WWE, and if it had anything to do with Ronda Rousey's allegations, the person asking the question mentioned reports from Fightful and PW Insider. I'll read you Triple H's response. First of all, if you're going to cite news sources, pick good ones. That's where I would start. Credible ones, really? Maybe? And then he said, we release talent all the time. The NFL releases 400 to 500 people a year, players a year. We release talent all the time. It's part of what we do. You can't just hire people, bring them in, keep hiring people, and just keep bringing them in. So an unfortunate part of the job is talent getting released. Can I say that he was released? Question mark. He was not released. His contract was not renewed. So totally dodging the Ronda Rousey aspect of this when asked if the release or the impending departure had anything to do with the allegations. Now, if you kind of dive even deeper into this, PW Insider and Fightful, who are the two outlets that were attacked here, really. Well, I mean, first of all, if you're going to try and discredit media outlets, maybe don't pick the two with probably the highest hit rate in terms of like dropping exclusive scoops in pro wrestling media. That's a weird move. I mean, Fightful and PW Insider, even when they get something wrong, it's very rare, but then it's typically a case of retractions and corrections, which is the proper way of doing things, and there's absolutely no shame in that whatsoever. So it seems really strange, but Fightful Select did cover this in their Drew Gulak report. I'll read the passage from that report to you now. In regards to the Triple H comments, we'll provide as much transparency as possible. It was reiterated to us by WWE and Triple H that the comments weren't intended to be directed at Fightful or PW Insider. Whether anyone chooses to believe that is up to them, but Fightful received numerous apologies. We were told that Triple H's particular issue was that Ronda Rousey's accusations of Gulak grabbing her sweatpants string were not the contributing factor to Gulak's departure. Well, Triple H probably should have said that during the press conference, shouldn't he? I'm not saying that Fightful, you know, are subscribing to that. They've literally said you can believe them if you want, by the way. So Sean Ross Sapp, of course, has tweeted about this a little bit more, and he said it was further clarified to me by WWE that Triple H's comment was regarding the person asking the question inquiring that Gulak's departure was related to Rousey. They didn't report that at Fightful, which he's pointed out. He tweeted again, just further going into the situation, just showing a bit of transparency, which is good. Just saying that he doesn't know if PW Insider reported anything differently, but they asked several times in an official capacity, and you can take it up with his own company, basically, regarding PW Insider. Now, PW Insider, they addressed this on an article on their website, saying that they reached out to WWE after the conference and they were told that Levesque's comments were not meant to be taken as knocking either site, but that he was taking issue with the person asking a question. They were told that no offense was intended. That's just what they were told. So what's happened here? Triple H has buried these outlets publicly. The PR team has then reached out to them privately, or they've reached out to them and received word back, or Triple H has done it, whoever. But from a PR standpoint, they've apologized privately for something that happened publicly when the damage has already kind of been done here. They've taken these shots. They've Triple H has issued these burials. And they've very slyly and covertly apologized in the background when they've already fostered this anti-media environment, which is a very, very dangerous thing to do, this anti-news media thing that we've seen in many, many avenues, not just professional wrestling. It creates this them and us mentality, and it fosters this really strong sense of distrust in an incredibly tribal fan base, which once you have these fans who are playing sports teams are either on one side or another and are like really steadfast and staunch about this stuff, once they've made up their mind, you cannot change them back. So the apology almost, it means very little in my view. The outlets can obviously take them as they wish. And look, I say that as a member of an outlet that rarely breaks any news at all. So there you go. I think it's a very dangerous thing for WWE to do. But at the same time, the PR team, they know exactly what they're doing. They're very skilled. Chris LeGentil is very good at his job. They are very, very good at manipulating the public narrative to fit what they want. And look, it's a pain in the ass because Backlash was a good show, right? Backlash was a really good show. And, you know, the atmosphere was incredible, whatever. You can pick apart some of the matches. Okay, that's fine. But good show across the board. And then we have to come on here and talk about stuff like this at the same time. But to me, I would say as well that Triple H being so defensive and thin-skinned about this stuff shows that the work that people like PW Insider and Fightful are doing is worthwhile and it's accurate and it's effective. Because why would he have his back up if it wasn't? At the same time, you know, we do have to talk about this stuff because you can't just gloss over genuine, meaningful news stories because it's you watched a show you liked last night that was pretty good and all of that stuff. So, hey, we've got to cover this stuff. We've got to go over it. We can't just gloss over it and pretend that things like this didn't happen because that's not what we do here. But hey, look, I'm sure you've already fired off in the comment sections below, but if you haven't, do it anyway.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment,
you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
A couple of lighter stories to finish this one off. Again, because they're news. WrestleMania 45, the location has been revealed. It's in Las Vegas. This was kind of expected. Minneapolis had previously been hoping to land the show, but then Nick Khan, I believe, had made some comments about the East Coast and coldness. I know it's not in the East Coast, but the coldness point is valid. Even though, I guess Minneapolis has a roof, so maybe not. Who knows? Whatever. But Mania 41 is going down in Vegas on the 19th and 20th of April, so push back a couple of weeks from when Mania usually is. This was revealed during the NBC pre-race coverage of the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be at the Allegiant Stadium, which held SummerSlam 2021. 45,690 people were there for that show. You'd imagine the attendance will be bumped up for Mania. It's two nights as well, of course. Ticket prices will probably be starting at like $500 by that point, because that's how we roll these days, apparently. Look at the debacle with Clash at the Castle. I'd really like to go to that show. I'm not paying £500 for. So there you go. WrestleMania 41 details revealed. This is just fun. AJ Styles sets a unique record landmark, whatever you want to call it, at Backlash France. Garrett Kidney, you should follow him on Twitter if you don't, by the way, the foremost TNA Impact expert out there, really good wrestling takes in general. But he pointed out, just before the show, or during the show, here's a fun fact. Today, AJ Styles becomes the first person to wrestle both Dusty and Cody Rhodes in world title matches. And then later on, he pointed out that AJ had kind of acknowledged this by wearing similar purple gear to face Cody as he did to face Dusty in TNA all those years ago. So that's a really cool little piece of wrestling trivia. That's a question that you can ask in about 5-6 years or whatever, get people's brains tickling and all of that. But it's kind of fun that somebody like AJ, who has of course been around for like 25, 30 years, whatever, can straddle those generations. Face the father, face the son. I think that's cool. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Right, a couple of questions here. Slightly different topics, just to freshen things up on the video. But thank you to everyone who asked them via the YouTube community page. We will be going back to there for more questions in the future. I know some of you don't like Twitter, X, whatever. You are the wise ones. This one here comes from Todd Pratty, who asks, how do you really feel about AEW? From the perspective of the in-ring actions and the storylines on one hand, but also AEW from the people running the shows and doing the interviews and the like. Broadly, I enjoy AEW. That does not mean it's immune from criticism. Like every other wrestling promotion of all time, they do some things I like and some things I don't like so much. I really was locked into the program during the Continental Classic and in the months following that. I feel like the past 3-4 weeks maybe haven't aligned with my personal tastes as a wrestling fan as much, and I've criticized them as such for that, without ever getting too brutal and going, this sucks, this is awful, blah blah blah, that's nonsense. You can't do that. I would say that the week-to-week TV is a little bit more inconsistent than the pay-per-views, which are routinely great and excellent. I don't know how any wrestling fan could watch Dynasty and go, yeah, that sucked. If you did, our tastes are just a million miles apart. I prefer generally their approach and presentation of professional wrestling to WWE's. However, at the same time, I acknowledge that there are problems with the company. Things like, I don't think Swerve Strickland has come off like the billion-dollar world champion he should already, and I think that's on the company. But it's early days, they can write that course. I don't like that people get signed and get warehoused for long periods. I don't like sometimes the storylines just kind of stop or go missing for a few weeks. I do think that's a problem. I don't really like that they're doing this WWE-centric storyline with the Young Bucks as power players, even though I think the angles are well-performed and executed. I think that in general, however, the in-ring product is more to my tastes. I appreciate that they put a focus on in-ring action. I appreciate as well that they really cater to wrestling dorks like me and go, hey, here's Katsuyori Shibata. This guy's awesome. You don't need 400 vignettes on this dude because you've done your homework and you know who he is. I think that's good. I think it's great that there's a promotion out there that is more catered to, I don't know, hardcores as opposed to chasing a non-existent, mythical, casual fan, capital C, capital FTM at the end. I think that they're performing perfectly fine in the ratings. I think that the attendances are more of a cause for concern. Generally, that as a KPI is a good indicator of a wrestling promotion's position in the market. But as a whole, broadly enjoy AEW. Think that they're doing a lot of good. Think that they're doing some stuff I don't enjoy as much as well. Hey, look, I don't like to jump into the everything is good about this promotion, everything is bad about this promotion. I think that's complete nonsense. Just, you know, be true to yourself, be true to your taste, disseminate what you like and what you don't like. And hey, unless you're like in wrestling media and you need to cover this stuff for a living, you can just pick and choose the stuff you like and don't like. It's a healthy way to be. Okay, second question comes from, where is it? I've lost my spot. This is very professional video. Zaldin28 asks, do you think Cody should have a long reign, year or more, or should they go full Attitude Era and start hot potatoing the belt until Roman and The Rock come back? I'm leaning towards potato. I think the eventual title change and the title fights between Cody and The Rock, for example, would mean a lot more if Cody held onto it for a while. Doesn't need to be as long as Roman. Doesn't need to be 3-4 years, whatever, whatever. But I do think it makes sense that if you're going to build to this match, it's going to feel bigger if Cody has the belt that he held the last time him and The Rock interacted. For me, that should probably be the WrestleMania 41 main event, Cody going over in that match. I do see the argument for hot potatoing, though. It's just a bit different, right? We've just had a long-ass top 5 length title reign of all time. Maybe you switch things up a bit. It's not a habit you want to get into forever. You don't want to spend 2 years changing the belt every month or whatever, but in short bursts it can be very effective. In this scenario, I would actually have Cody hang on to it. Look, there are people WWE can heat up in an instant to face this guy for a 1-2 month program. Randy Orton stands out. Bobby Lashley, really, you could turn him into a credible contender very quickly. He's a former champion, all of that stuff. There's plenty of people you could throw at Cody until you get to Roman and The Rock and all of that. But those are the big matches. You're right. You're right to point those out. And finally, Andrew M. Yolnir Longley, sorry, Andrew, asks, happy Sunday, Andy. Why do you think that more WWE fans are not watching AEW when the AEW shows are brilliant every week? I think that WWE fans feel super served by WWE, and I feel, and I'm not basing this on any research or numbers or anything, but I believe that because WWE fans are so satisfied with what they're getting from WWE at the moment, because they're so engaged, because their itch has been scratched for pro wrestling and their tastes satiated, they feel no need to check out anything else, because WWE gives them, what, 7 hours of original content every single week, and that's already a lot. That's simply it. I think that if you're a WWE fan, you would be much more inclined to go exploring and checking out the other promotion if you were dissatisfied with WWE programming. But all performance indicators show, including like these just crazy ticket sellouts that they're getting, the WWE fans are super locked in to this company. They love what they're getting from Triple H and his brand of pro wrestling. Whether you, me, or the next person enjoys that brand or not, the core audience clearly does, and I think they see no need to go exploring. I think personally, look, Dave Meltzer got a lot of crap for this comment this week, but I broadly agree with him when he said that AEW isn't seen as cool at the moment. I feel like AEW could be seen as the coolest thing in the world, and WWE fans who are still really satisfied by WWE probably wouldn't go exploring. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. There's only so many hours in a viewer's day. Wrestling promotions are competing against everything for attention, not just other wrestling companies. Sports, dramas, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, video games. class. It is a short attention span economy. Time is very valuable, and WWE are doing a really good job of maximizing what they get from their audience. Business-wise, PR-wise, the company is hitting a lot of home runs at the moment, even if Triple H can jump on a press conference and just be a bit of a divvy every now and then. But hey, thank you for joining me for this solo Sunday news video. Sorry for waffling a little bit, but hey, look, we got to cover these things in the detail that they deserve. If you enjoyed this video, slapping my hands, I'm fired up here, everybody. If you enjoyed this video, check out the one right here. We have ranked every gimmick match in wrestling because we are completely insane. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.